and welcome to Jazz Vignettes from the Hall. I am Fawn Fritzen. In this special series, music enthusiast Steve Gedrose explores the world of jazz from its roots to the present day. He breaks the fascinating, ever-evolving genre of jazz into easily digestible themes, backed up, of course, with plenty of music examples. In each episode, Steve will introduce you to musicians who were, or are, some of the key driving forces behind the evolution of jazz music. We recorded Steve's presentations live at the beautiful Old Fire Hall in downtown Whitehorse, Yukon. Annually, between October and April, Jazz Yukon presents 5 concerts as part of their Jazz in the Hall concert series. These events feature leading local jazz groups and are opened with a presentation by Steve, where he provides some background about the live music performed that evening. We introduced Latin jazz in episode 3, and today we delve a little deeper into contemporary Latin music. Steve illustrates his discussion of the musical styles that originated in Latin America with tracks from Mexican-American singer Lila Downs and the wonderfully eclectic band Pink Martini from Portland, Oregon. Here is Steve Gedrose.
Hi, everybody. Welcome and thanks for coming to Jazz in the Hall tonight. We appreciate your support of live jazz in the Yukon. Tonight, we're going to shake it up a little bit. I'd like to give just a brief primer of Latin music, as Nicole will be singing songs in Spanish for us this evening. Latin music has been very popular in North America, and I was interested to note that in the United States, Spanish is the primary language spoken at home by 38.3 million people. It's the fastest growing linguistic group in the country. This number has doubled since 1990. So you can see that Latin, everything Latin is increasingly important in the US. And I was interested to see that 1.04 of the Canadian population call themselves Spanish speakers. So we have a fairly large Spanish population in our country as well. Latin music can be defined as an incorporation of 4 elements. They are music style, geography, cultural background of the artist, and language. This music has influences from indigenous dances and songs, often played using instruments from European origins, and incorporating the rhythms and energy from African roots. Much of the slave labor that was brought to North, South, and Central America came from West African countries such as Mali and Senegal. The slaves brought with them chants and styles of drumming that became a major part of Latin music. A few of the more popular musical styles originating from Latin countries are salsa, which is kind of a catch-all term. It's a general term that refers to Cuban popular dance music, especially son, which is a particular style, that was internationalized outside of Cuba. So salsa really is from Cuban and Puerto Rican immigrants that moved to New York. Merengue is another style that is a music and dance style that originated in the Dominican Republic. Germany was a major trading partner with the Dominican. They bought a lot of tobacco, it turns out. And some of these tobacco merchants had a side business of selling accordions. So the Dominicans got accordions, the Germans got tobacco, and these instruments quickly made their way into merengue bands, replacing some of the old string instruments that they used to use. This became the new sound for this style. And apparently, the first accordions that came were just major keys, so there were no minor merengues. I think that's changed through the years as the instruments get more sophisticated, but I just thought that was kind of interesting. Cumbia is another style that has its origins in the Colombia's Caribbean coastal regions and combines influences from indigenous Colombia, African slaves, and Spanish who colonized the region. So in all this music, it's kind of neat to me that we have indigenous, we have slaves, and we have oppressors, basically, conquerors or people that were dominating the political scene. They all come together to make this wonderful music. So out of all that chaos comes good things. Traditional cumbia is performed with vocals, drums, and claves. Now, claves are just short, thick wooden dowels that you tap together. They have a quite sharp percussive sound. And that's used in lots of styles of Latin music, but particularly in cumbia. We also have tango, which is another style that's ballroom dance music that was evolved in Argentina and Uruguay. And then bossa nova, of course, a lot of people are familiar with. This is a well-known style that originated in the 1950s and 1960s in Brazil. This is typically sung in Portuguese. These Latin influences have left their mark on many other styles. Of course, Latin pop, Miami Sound Machine, and groups like that. We have rock has Latin influences, and of course, jazz certainly does. One of the artists that has inspired Nicole's set tonight is a Mexican-American singer-songwriter and actress called Lila Downs. Lila Downs was born on September 9th, 1968, in Tlaxiaco, Oaxaca, Mexico. She is the daughter of Anita Sanchez, a Mixtec cabaret singer, and Alan Downs, a British-American art professor and cinematographer from Minnesota. And from an early age, Lila showed an interest in music. She began singing traditional Mexican songs as a young girl. She moved to the U.S. as a teenager and studied voice and English during that period. A few years later, her father passed away, so she and her mother moved back to Oaxaca in Mexico. Although she rejected her heritage as a young woman, this cracked me up, at one point dropping out of college, dyeing her hair blonde, and following the Grateful Dead. As we do, you know. So this was her kind of going against her roots. She later came to her senses and began to embrace these ethnic roots. It really is what drives her music these days. After meeting her partner and musical collaborator, tenor saxophonist Paul Cohen, she began to spend time in both Oaxaca and Minnesota, back and forth. And while in Minnesota, she formed a band called La Trova Serrana that was very popular with the local Latin community. While she was in university, Downs had studied anthropology. This interest influenced her song selection and inspires her songwriting. She began to write songs in both Spanish and some of the languages common to the Oaxaca region, such as Mixtec, which is the language that her mother spoke. Her album from 1999, called La Sedunga, is one of the first musical projects to combine the sounds of traditional Mexican music with the rhythms of jazz, blues, and boleros. Since this debut album, she has released 7 recordings, including Pecados y Milagros in 2011. Her music draws on many socially significant issues, such as the mistreatment and misunderstanding of the indigenous people of Oaxaca. She has achieved considerable attention by singing traditional songs while incorporating modern elements like rhythm loops, electronic effects, and rock music. I think you'll totally get it when I play this next track. I'd like to sample a song that is probably well known to everybody. It's a very well-known Mexican song called La Cucaracha, or the cockroach in English. La Cucaracha is a traditional Spanish folk corrido, which is a narrative song or ballad. It became very popular in Mexico during the Mexican Revolution. So number one, please, Jim. This is Lila Downs and La Cucaracha.
La Cucaracha. Y en la feria, todo el mundo ya lo sabe, los que llegan al gobierno, porque se puede comprar del Partido Comunista, ya no queda casi nada, ahora todos van buscando cómo hacerse millonada. Opiniones, todos no estaban de acuerdo. ¿Cuándo y dónde bombardear? Se sientan los presidentes. Guaracha, muchacha, que vamos a guarachar. Va una cucaracha que quiere comerciar. Toca, loca, ábreme la boca. Búscame una coca que no quiero trabalhar.
Pica, rica, para zapatear. Pido a Víctor Jara, no me vaya a doblegar.
Chama, chama Che Guevara. Una petición,
una cucaracha, por culpa y omisión.
I think Leela's Bugs have their groove on that one. One of the other groups that has been an inspiration to this project is Pink Martini. The band usually has 10 to 12 musicians and was formed in Portland, Oregon by Thomas Lauderdale. In the early 1990s, Lauderdale was working in politics and attended many political rallies. He found the music at these events to be uninspired, lackluster, loud, and just generally unneighborly. Drawing inspiration from music from all over the world, crossing genres of classical jazz and old-fashioned pop, and hoping to appeal to both conservatives and liberals alike, Lauderdale founded the Little Orchestra, Pink Martini, in 1994. His idea was to provide more beautiful, inclusive music, musical soundtracks for political fundraisers for causes such as civil rights, affordable housing, the environment, libraries, public broadcasting, education, and parks. A new band was born. He soon enlisted a friend of his, vocalist China Forbes. They'd been classmates at Harvard, and they began to write songs together. All of us in Pink Martini have studied different languages as well as different styles of music from different parts of the world, says Lauderdale. So inevitably, our repertoire is wildly diverse. At one moment, you'll feel like you're in the middle of a samba parade in Rio de Janeiro, and in the next moment, you're in a French music hall of the 1930s or a palazzo in Napoli. It's a bit like an urban musical travelogue, and if anybody's listened to their records, that's a very apt description. Pink Martini released their eighth record last Tuesday, which is called Get Happy, and I have a track from that record. It's sung by the wonderful Miss China Forbes, and it's called Quizás, 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 known in English as Perhaps, Perhaps, Perhaps. I hope this song is familiar to some of you. It's a popular song written by Cuban songwriter Osvaldo Farez. Farez wrote the music and original Spanish lyrics for the song, which became a hit in 1947. So this is the second track, Jim, please. This is Pink Martini and Quizás, Quizás, Quizás.
Siempre que te pregunto si algún amor escondes, y tú siempre me respondes, quizás, quizás, quizás. Y así pasan los días y yo te sé esperando, y tú contestando, quizás, quizás, quizás. Estás perdiendo el tiempo, pero
estando. Quizás, quizás, quizás. Quizás, 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 quizás.
The little orchestra indeed. Isn't she got a lovely voice? So that's a brief sampler of Latin music. Thanks very much.
Steve Gedros has been talking about contemporary Latin music, which I'm sure you agree is great dance music. We recorded this presentation in October 2013. So now here's your chance. Dance along with Pink Martini and three tracks from their internationally acclaimed 1997 debut album, Sympathique. First, we have No Hay Problema, followed by Donde Estas Yolanda, and ending this program with Amado Mio, featuring American singer China Forbes.
me miraron, tus labios me besaron, con ese como ardiente, ardiente de mujer. La luz de tu mirada, el fuego de tus labios, gritaron.
This program was made possible by Jazz Yukon. Jazz Yukon is a volunteer organization that promotes and presents jazz in the Yukon through an annual integrated program of live jazz presentations and jazz education outreach. This episode was researched, written, and presented live by Steve Gedrose. Live recording by Jim Holland. Dieter Gade is our producer, and I am Fawn Fritzen. Thank you for listening.